Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. And on Monday of this week, I caught up with Megan Eddings and Amanda Coulter of Excel Lifestyle, an athletic wear startup with a bacteria-resistant fabric. Excel has made an interesting pivot amid COVID-19, and they've quickly designed and created a face mask for both individuals and companies, as well as hospital systems like Houston Methodist, which has ordered the masks by the thousands. Here's our conversation.
Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Natalie.
And we also have Amanda on the phone. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Thank you all so much for joining me. I want to talk about Excel. Obviously, I'm familiar with what y'all are doing. I'm actually out of complete fluke wearing my Excel shirt today because I went a walk around the neighborhood. So Megan, just tell me a little bit about how you started the company and what you're doing differently.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for having Amanda and I on the call. And I'm rocking my Excel shirt too. Happy to be here as well. As you know, Excel Lifestyle actually started as an apparel line. Focusing on shirts for men and women. With my chemistry background, I invented a soft, antibacterial, stink-free fabric that we turned into tank tops and t-shirts for men and women. And we actually just launched last August, so August of 2019. It took us about 3.5 years to invent the fabric and kind of get the company where it needed to be to officially hit that launch button last August.
Awesome. Yeah, I know you had kind of a time to develop the product. What was that process like, and what was it like being in Houston, Megan, to found that company? I mean, we're not known for athletic wear companies, so I'm sure just being here in Houston was a different experience than some of, you know, other athletic wear companies. Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, the process was absolutely exhausting, way longer than I thought, but so exciting and rewarding. Because of my type A personality, I pretty much thought it would take probably about a year to invent the fabric, get it tested, rocking and rolling, and then like Lululemon comes and knocks at our door and wants to license the fabric. That is not what happened. It took us, as I mentioned earlier, a little over 3 years. And basically, we just sampled fabric. I would create one type of fabric. I wanted it to feel really soft, but also function excellently for antibacteria, like when someone sweats. So every time I had to tweak the fabric, it took about 4 months between creating the fabric, getting it made, getting it tested, and getting the results back. So it took me about 5 different trials of 4 months a clip just to get the fabric to where we wanted it to be, which was 98% antibacteria. A lot of the other fitness apparel companies that are out there now that have antibacteria fabric, theirs is 85% antibacteria. So it was really important to us to not only have a high percentage, but also have the science woven into the fabric. And another part that was really important to us, and it still is to the day, is have it all domestically made. We didn't want to have any sweatshops and wanted to have a sustainable and ethical company. So a really challenging part, besides just creating the fabric, was finding a whole supply chain of factories and fabric makers and sewers here in the States that also did quality work. So that actually took just as long as creating the fabric, finding a whole team that could actually make the athletic apparel and make it well. And then your last question about fitness apparel in Houston, you know, Houston, and Amanda can attest to this as well, has been so supportive. I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, we thought it took about a year to kind of get up and running and going and launch. And we entered pretty much every business competition that Houston had to offer. And just meeting everyone and the mentors and the other entrepreneurs in the city, including you, Natalie, I mean, everyone has just been so supportive. So I don't know anything different. So I don't know if it would have been easier in another city. I just know here it's been wonderful to launch Excel Lifestyle in Houston.
Well, launching in August, you, along with, you know, everyone else in the world, have been hit by the coronavirus. And I think y'all did something super interesting. So Amanda, why don't you tell me a little bit about how y'all pivoted your product to kind of serve the community with face masks with y'all's material?
Yeah, Natalie, first of all, thank you so much for having Megan and I on today. And we're so appreciative of you and all of your support. A little backstory on how we ended up making this pivot was, I mean, when you think of face masks, you wouldn't think of activewear and thinking of Excel being a part of the fight against coronavirus. But We saw an article just about 7 weeks ago, and the CDC was recommending hospital workers to wear a piece of cloth or a bandana around their face. And Megan and I read that, and we immediately hopped on a call with our team, and we had this realization with our antibacterial fabric, it would be so much cleaner and safer to wear a face mask made out of our Prima fabric versus what people are currently using. So within 24 hours, we actually had a sample made. We had, almost 14,000 yards of our Prima fabric shipped from our factory in LA to Houston to begin production. And we brought on just about 60 local sewers. And I mean, I will say it was challenging finding enough people to help produce everything, but we knew that there was something there because we started reaching out to all of our contacts. And Megan and I are very involved in organizations here in Houston between Alice, Elevate Network, Greater Houston Partnership. And we received messages back within minutes that the president of nearly every local hospital or the regional director of Senator Cruz, that they wanted to learn more about our masks and wanted to know how they could get their hands on them. So it's been a really, really rewarding process to be part of.
That sounds insanely fast for me that you in 24 hours had a sample. And I wonder, is that a testament to the fact that you did, you know, focus on American entities kind of within your supply chain to be really be able to kind of connect quickly across and get those together?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Amanda and I say all the time, if we did not have a 100% domestic supply chain, there is no way we could have done this. And pretty much everything that Amanda just mentioned is all, or was at the time, all Houston-based. All of our sewers at the time were local because our factory in California that was making our clothes, they were actually shut down. So we, by the grace of God, I think sent them a package of TIFF treats last year when they were really nice to us. They opened up their factory for like a few hours just to ship us our fabric. So yeah, if we didn't have a domestic supply chain, there's no way we could have done all this.
And I love that, Amanda, you mentioned kind of some local organizations that you tapped into. Do you have any advice for kind of startups or founders or entrepreneurs that are looking to kind of create this, you know, virtual connection within the Houston innovation ecosystem since we can't meet physically for the time being?
Yeah, you know, that's a fabulous question. And, you know, there's truly magic in the connections that you have. And just as an example, I'm involved with Elevate Network, which is a worldwide women in business organization. We do have a chapter based out of Houston, and I'm part of their leadership chapter. And one thing that's been really important to us is having these calls every 2 weeks with our board of directors. And on the call, I had mentioned to them and we were just going through the list of what's been going on recently, and I shared with them about our new project and our pivot with the face mask. And within 24 hours, I was actually connected with the director of supply chain for the Navy. So I wouldn't be afraid to connect with your people because they really do care about you and they want to help. And there is only magic in working together. So don't be afraid to tap into your connections.
That's great advice. And connections are really kind of helping companies kind of go that extra mile with being, you know, cooped up inside. But I wonder, I know Houston Methodist purchased some of y'all's masks, which, you know, to me seems so crazy that y'all were able to turn around, make these masks and get them in, you know, a major hospital system. So what was that like, Megan or Amanda, you know, for either of you to work with that and on such a quick timeline?
Yeah, it was. They actually placed an order for 9,000 masks. Believe it or not, Houston Methodist, everyone we reached out to within the first 5 days, Houston Methodist was the first order, that official order that we received. And so we had this whole supply chain set up. Everyone was quote unquote ready to go, but we didn't pull the trigger on making any of the masks yet. We didn't have any big orders. And of course, as a startup and a small company, the last thing you want to do is have be sitting on any inventory that, you know, you can't sell. And so basically, Houston Methodist placed an order for 9,000 masks on March 27th. And then we delivered those. And, you know, I'm glad it was 9,000 and not like 90,000 because, we had a few kinks to work out the first couple of weeks. But after they received their first 9,000, about 2 weeks ago, maybe even a week and a half ago, they asked for 10,000 more masks. And then within 12 hours, they were like, just kidding. We want 20,000 more masks. So we had already had all the kinks worked out. So really, if someone's ordering 3,000 masks or they're ordering 30,000 masks, we got that under control now. But yeah, it's unbelievable. The first time we ever brought some masks to the med center, we actually donated, it was like our sample masks, 50 masks to the COVID-19 team that's working at Houston Methodist. They're only one of two teams in the country working on a this trial drug. And so I knew they needed masks. I know a girl that works there. So we just dropped off 50 just to donate to them. And then they placed an order a few days later.
That's great. What has the reception been like as you're talking to people and you're telling them about the mask? What's the feedback you're getting?
So as far as everybody that has reached out to us, they are blown away and just supportive. They want to know, what can we do to help? You know, everything that our team and I are doing, we can't do it alone. You know, there's only two of us full-time working. We're very blessed to have contractors and, of course, teamwork makes the dream work, but everybody has been insanely supportive, especially locally here in Houston.
And to piggyback off on what Amanda just said, one thing that's been really cool is obviously repeat business always makes us feel special that what we created is pretty awesome and what people want. So a lot, even Houston Methodist, for example, they've spread the word within the other hospitals of the Houston Medical Center. And so they've reached out wanting quotes and samples of our masks. So all these people that have purchased masks, they've told their friends, their family, their coworkers, et cetera. We've actually gotten a lot of business just from word of mouth and repeat buyers.
So I know you have the bulk orders, but people can actually buy in packs of 10 online, right? So whether they're ordering bulk or, you know, kind of those packs of 10, Amanda, how can people get their hands on an XL mask?
Yeah, great question. So our website is www.excellifestyle.com. And we have our face masks for purchase there and we ship them out immediately. So there has been no questions as far as how quickly they're able to get their hands on them.
We shipped out about 60,000 from online orders so far.
That's crazy. I mean, we were talking about this before we got online, but as people are going back to work, you know, they're thinking of how to stay safe. So what's been the reception as, you know, Texas has transitioned into some things being open? What are y'all really focusing on?
Sure. Yeah. So really, we've seen a drastic shift between online orders and corporations reaching out, whether it be gyms, oil and gas companies, even hospitals just trying to have some masks in reserves. So we've seen a major shift of from going from online sales, which really aren't as many anymore. And now, oh my gosh, once every 30 minutes, we're getting reached out to by corporations that are preparing to have their employees come back to work and they want to be offering them face masks. And so we're now gearing up for that and accepting offers for corporations and getting those masks made. And then in some cases, we're actually getting them embroidered with the company's logo to ship out so the employees can have nice embroidered masks.
That's really cool. I didn't know about the embroidery and the customization. That sounds like something, you know, really smart for companies to do if they want to kind of show their employees that, you know, they're committed to keeping the workplace healthy. So that's great. How did you come up with that idea to do the embroidery?
Yeah, so Tootsie's reached out to us as they were preparing to open their store and they requested customization on their masks. And we absolutely adore the entire Tootsie's team, and we were ready to make it happen. So we started on the customization train, and it's been really popular so far.
So what's been, I wonder, and maybe each of you could take a turn. Amanda, we can start with you. What's been the most challenging thing for you to have to pivot in this way amid, you know, a pandemic? What's been kind of the biggest issue for you that you're facing, either still or at first?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, it's funny you ask that. We're operating in a time when there's so much darkness, but it's really, really been so rewarding for Megan and I to feel like the light in this and really help everybody there, from frontline workers to the general public and families and nonprofits. And the biggest challenge that we were seeing is, since we are a team of two, being prepared to scale so quickly at such a turnaround. But the beauty is, I mean, great communication and doing whatever it takes to make it happen. We've been able to kind of work through it and get everything done.
Yeah, I echo what Amanda said. The biggest challenge, we never want to have someone come to us, and Amanda and I have said this since day one, and place an order or ask what the turnaround time is. And we have to say, oh, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, we want to tell everyone same day shipping or shipping the same week, just because this is people's health, this is people's, you know, security, decreased fear. And so we're very excited that because of Amanda and I, we have a consultant in New Jersey. We have a few other full-time people that we've hired in the last few weeks. And everyone's basically banded together. And we've made it happen. And we've either met or exceeded all of the ship dates of all of our big orders, which we're really excited about. And definitely some lack of sleep in there, but that's okay. You know, we're blessed to be in this position to be able to give back to the community and have a product to do so.
I love that y'all feel this kind of bright energy that you're bringing. It's really special. And I know y'all are very much extroverts and you take Excel out into the public. You're not just an online retailer. And so I know y'all are very involved in different events pre-COVID. So how has that affected y'all either kind of just socially or to kind of get your original product, the t-shirts and everything out to customers?
Yeah, so t-shirt sales have definitely gone down. No questions asked. You know, we're still getting orders with the shirts and we're still shipping them out same day, but 95% of all of our, you know, blood, sweat, and tears is definitely going into the masks. And then once this all passes, we have 5 locations that carry Excel Lifestyle here in Houston. We're going to get back out there and start doing the pop-up shops. We were working on a few new styles for women for shirts, so we're going to continue those. And right before COVID-19 started, I was developing and working on fabric for leggings, antibacterial leggings, which we were planning on launching later this year. However, I think that's going to be pushed back, unfortunately, just because of everything that's been going on. But no, we'll be back in the community. You know, we love that. As do you, Natalie.
Yeah. And so Megan and I are so used to planning pop-up events that we've really thought to go back to our DNA that we need to keep the momentum going. So one thing that we have been doing recently is weekly team calls. And this past week, we figured it would be fun to switch things up. So we did a digital fashion show with quarantine fashion. So inspired by blanket sheets, really everything around the house. So we can really see us being creative during quarantine and keeping the momentum up and making sure, even though we can't meet in person, that we're still creating these energizing environments.
That sounds so fun. Every company needs to have a quarantine fashion show. Mine would feature my cat, and that would be really fun. So, Megan, I want to talk to you about, you know, some of these kind of getting back to the normalcy. How are you keeping track of, you know, coronavirus, COVID-19, and kind of the effects, the openings from Texas State Legislature, and kind of how are you keeping up with how to, I guess, adjust your business plan?
You know, it's funny you should ask. I actually chose the first week to not watch the news because I was watching it, and just the stress of it and my personality, I just wasn't able to handle it. So pretty much all the news I get about whatever's going on in Texas or the country is either from my friends, my family's in the Northeast, so I talk to them every day, or like on a Google, like just, you know, pop it up on my phone. So the biggest way I've been able to keep track of it is probably just consumers reaching out. I mean, it's been very clear about the progression of people reaching out from hospitals in the beginning. And then once they all got their masks, then it was more like online sales, because states such as Texas and Rhode Island, where I'm from, you know, put a mandatory mask, law or whatever, you know, out there for masks. And then probably about a week ago, I started seeing companies reaching out, inquiring. And then literally as of like last Thursday, last Friday, and today, we're seeing hands down, I mean, every message we get is pretty much from a corporation, anywhere between like 30 masks to, 40,000. So I kind of have my finger on the pulse of what's happening, but it's really the consumer is telling me what's happening.
Well, that's a great, you know, way to keep in touch. And I think with so many different states, I feel like listening to national news or even local, sometimes you're just like, kind of overwhelmed. So I agree, and I support your decision to tune out a little bit. You know, taking lead from your customers, it seems like a really great business decision. So you mentioned, you both mentioned a little bit before, kind of the being able to pivot and being a two-person kind of team. And so I want to ask each of you what it's been like to kind of, you know, have to work remotely and be apart, at least for most of the time. So, you know, Amanda, do you want to start with what you've learned, I guess, from working in this capacity?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's funny. We've always been remote since we don't have an office, but we're so used to meeting with each other daily, you know, going out and about to events around Houston, that it really has been different. And it is a new normal for us. I have been remote from my apartment, and it's been really great to solidify, you know, we have such open communication between Meg and I that it's like a ping pong. You know, our phones are always going off, or emails, text messages, and things like that, you know, keeping the train rolling. So it's been manageable, and it's a new normal for us.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback off Amanda. Like, as she mentioned, we see each other all the time when it's not, you know, this, you know, pandemic time. But what I've learned is, and I've always known that relationships and your health obviously are important. I'm a very relationship-driven person, but not being able to physically see Amanda for over 4 weeks has really, I mean, you know, phone calls, video calls, they're great, but the most important thing is relationships. So we actually planned a picnic in the park tomorrow night for Cinco de Mayo. So it'll be our first time actually like seeing each other, sitting down, eating some, you know, Mexican food, and I can't wait.
I agree. Oh, Megan, that makes me smile from ear to ear. And I'm still laughing, too, at our fashion show from last Friday. So I'm excited that next week we have our talent show via Zoom. So we're definitely spicing it up and keeping it energized.
That's so great. I love hearing about these. I think y'all should document them on TikTok, because that's a quarantine trend. So I want to see it there, ladies. Well, thank you all so much again for coming on. It's been a joy to talk to you and to see how y'all pivoted to really kind of make a difference and you know, keep busy in such a weird time. So thanks again for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Be sure to rate and review the show, and join me next week for another interview with a Houston Innovator.